This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Thierry Gidey. Brazil corn and soybean crops could have major impact on global grain markets. We will have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
On a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart, live.
Joanna Colosi, a researcher, assistant professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University, identify fertilizer as the root of the problem.
Fertilizer costs are one of the main reasons to question whether Brazil's corn and soybean production outlook will be fully realized. Prices have come down from recent peaks, but they remain high enough to affect planting and input use decisions. Brazil is highly dependent on imported fertilizer. Unlike the United States, Brazil doesn't have a strong domestic fertilizer industry. In 2025, fertilizer imports accounted for about 88% of total fertilizer consumption in Brazil.
According to her, farmers are now forced to take out loans to cover costs.
Financial conditions are also become more challenging. Interest rates in Brazil remain high, with benchmark rate reaching 15% by year. As borrowing has become more expensive and lenders has become more selective, access to credit has turned another source of pressure for producers. With less room to rely on their own capital, producers are turning more often to banks, trading companies, and multinational input suppliers. So debt levels have become a bigger concern across Brazil's agriculture sector.
Unfavorable weather could also be a limiting factor in Brazilian farmers' crop production. From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Thierry Gidey reporting.